Last week we looked at various aspects of Hilchot Brachot, and I want to continue doing that today and to address the question of Brachot on medicines. If a person's taking tablets or a syrup or something like that, for medicinal purposes, do you need to say a bracha over it? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Dalad Seif Chet says that kol ha'ochlin v'ha'mashkin sh'adam ochel v'shotel refuah, that anything that a person eats or drinks for medicinal purposes, im ta'amam tov v'achich nehenem mehem, if they taste good and your palate enjoys them as you eat them, mevarech alehem t'chila v'asof, so you say a bracha at the beginning and the end. So it would seem clear that if, for example, a person's eating prunes because they've got constipation, so prunes taste nice, so you say a bracha over them. On the other hand, if a person's got some sort of ailment which they need to drink a little bit of vinegar or something like that to deal with it, so then vinegar doesn't taste good, so you wouldn't say a bracha over it. So that's quite straightforward. But medicines per se, as opposed to foods that one's having for medicinal purposes, so medicines might be a bit different because they're not foods at all. So if it doesn't taste of anything, you're taking aspirin or paracetamol or whatever it is, tablets for whatever ailment, so then you don't say bracha because these things don't generally have a taste. So there's no bracha that you need to say. But sometimes they are sugar-coated, or they have something mixed with them to give it a taste, particularly if it's a syrup medicine. So often it does taste of something, so it's not so vile. So do you have to say a bracha over that? So in Sefer Nishmat Avraham, Chelek Aleph, on Simon Reish Dalad, he says in the name of Rav Neuwirth, Rav Neuwirth, who was the author of Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Kilkata, he says that you don't say a bracha on tablets, even if they're sugar-coated, they taste nice. Why? Because the sugar is tafel, is secondary to the tablet itself. And the tablet doesn't have a taste, and you don't need to say a bracha over the tablet. And the sugar is only there so that you can swallow the tablet without it being an unpleasant experience. And therefore, he says that you don't say a bracha. We might have a concern, though, that you're benefiting from something in this world without saying a bracha. And we know from the Gemara in Brachot that you're not allowed to benefit from Hashem's bounty without saying a bracha. So he brings in the name of Rav Oldenburg, Rav Oldenburg, the Mechaber of Shelot Tshuvot Tzitz Eliezer, that this isn't a problem in this case. Why? Because in Sim Reish Lamed Seif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you eat or drink anything for medicinal purposes, you have to say Yehi Ratzon. You have to say a particular petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say Yehi Ratzon Hashem Elokai, please may it be your will, Hashem my God, Sheyehei Esek Zeli Lirfua, that what I'm doing now should benefit me as a refuah. Ki rofei chinam ata, because you are a doctor, as it were, who heals people for nothing. And that is the equivalent of a bracha. Also in Shelot Tshuvot Minchat Asher from Rav Osher Weiss in Chelek Bet Simon Yud Chet, he says you don't need to say a bracha on sweetened medicines, even though they've got a taste, because it's not the food that you can taste, it's just something which is mixed with them so that you don't find it disgusting. So, okay, that deals with the medicine itself. But very often a person will have a drink of water to wash the medicine down so that they can swallow the tablet. Do you need to say a bracha on that water? So the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Zayin says, Hashotem mayim nitzima'o, person who's drinking water because they're thirsty, mevarech shakol alach harav borei nefashot, so you say a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Aval im chanakte umtsa, v'shatam mayim lehavir ha'umtsa, if you're drinking water because you've got a bone stuck in your throat, einu mevarech lo lefanav lo lacharav, then you don't say a bracha neither before nor after the water. Why not? Because you're not drinking the water because you're thirsty. You're drinking the water just for technical reasons, to get rid of the bone that's in your throat. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Membet points out that if you would be drinking something else, if you were using Coca-Cola or lemonade or tea or coffee or fruit juice or whatever it is, then you would need to say a bracha because you're definitely getting benefit from it. But water is tasteless, so therefore you don't say a bracha if you're using it not for drinking purposes, but you're using it for purposes technical purposes of just swallowing a tablet. So therefore, sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says for technical purposes of just removing a bone, but it makes sense to say that if it's because you're swallowing a tablet, then also you shouldn't need to say a bracha. And indeed, that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, that's what Rav Yitzchak Yosef says in Sefer Yalkut Yosef as well, and it seems quite partial that you don't need to say a bracha in that case. The Tiferet Yisrael, in his commentary on the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet, says even if you've drinking the water to get rid of an unpleasant taste in your mouth after you've had some medicine, you also wouldn't need to say a bracha on it. The Sefer Pitchei Halacha, one of the compendiums on the Halachot of Brachot, the Hebrew text of Rav First's Sefer, so in Perek Dalet Sif Chet, he raises a few questions about this, about drinking water where it's not to quench your thirst or, you know, to make you feel better in that way, but it's for another reason whether you need to say a bracha. So he says, what if a person's giving a lecture or a shir or something and they're getting a bit hoarse, so they need to wet their whistle, as it were? Do they need to say a bracha in that case? What about if a person's taking a tablet? So the Mishnah Berurah said that if it's water, you don't need to say a bracha, but if it's anything else, you do need to say a bracha. What about soda water? Soda water, it's just got the bubbles in it, so the bubbles make it taste a bit better. Are you going to say brachot on bubbles? You don't say brachot on bubbles, so he's not sure if you would say a bracha in that case. Now, what about if you're drinking water, not because you're thirsty now, but you're going out on a teal in the hot weather, something like that? You're not thirsty now, but you want to irrigate yourself well now so you don't dehydrate later, but in actual fact you don't need to drink anything now, you're not getting any benefit from the water now, would you need to say a bracha in that case? And he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Ad kan.